Almost three dozen speakers fired questions at State Education Commissioner John King and other state officials in Fayetteville last night during the latest Central New York Forum on the new Common Core curriculum. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, most of the complaints about the more rigorous curriculum have been heard before, but the bigger question now is if anything is going to be changed.
The debate over the rollout of the Common Core curriculum ranges from timing.
Why were the assessments not phased in a more deliberate manner?
To the impact of poverty on education.
When will the officials realize that the socioeconomic issue is the issue that needs to be fought?
And while continued complaints about the number of standardized tests and their connections to teacher evaluation, the privacy of student information, and the quality of state materials that are meant to help teachers teach this new curriculum continue to dominate the discussion, the ultimate question to King, a member of the Board of Regents and several state lawmakers, was,
what are you doing to change the problems that you've been hearing about?
To that, King told the crowd that the state is committed to these new, more rigorous academic standards. But forums like this can lead to adjustments. For example,
we still want to take seriously people's concerns about the length of the test, and we've adjusted those by reducing the number of items and the testing time.
The state education department is also cutting back on the number of certain eighth grade math tests and asking the federal government to allow students with disabilities to take tests at their instructional level rather than their chronological age. Despite those comments, some in the crowd remain skeptical.
I'm afraid that our comments are falling on deaf ears.
In Fayetteville, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.